It is the night before Christmas, and it's really nice to be back with you again here. It's 2021, and I know for many people, 2021 was not a great year. For us, though, it was kind of all right. In this recording, you're going to hear our normal crazy routine before Christmas. It hasn't really changed since I started doing these recordings, what, 6 or 7 years ago? So what happens is we get up every morning on Christmas Eve. We kind of delegate, we divide and conquer. Our handy little elf drops them some chocolate and colouring to do on the kitchen table after breakfast. They do that while I'm cleaning around and Emma is going to Tesco. And it kind of varies a little bit each year, obviously. But then towards the middle of the day, we'll have a few visitors. Then towards the later part of the day, we'll go for a meal. And that's all very nice. And then after the meal, we go back. We take a walk through town. We go back to the house here. And we chill out for a few minutes. Then it's a quick succession of bath, story, and bed within, you know, quick order. You know, try and get everything done quickly. But build that excitement and keep the excitement. And it works out really well. It's funny, though, listening to this dynamic. Rian is still the crazy little child, and Maeve is still the know-it-all. But it's really funny as well, because during this first recording, you'll hear Maeve correct Rian 3 times saying something, and then she'll make the same mistake herself. Typical, but it's always really funny to listen to, especially when you're listening back to it. Here you go.
What were you thinking, Rian?
Clothes were wet already.
Yeah.
So, and then when we get our pajamas on, then they will be wet.
No.
Why would they be wet?
We're drying raining. Because then we'll be going to feed us when we're in pajamas.
Feed what?
Pardon?
There's no we don't have any reindeer food this year.
No, we're not going to do reindeer food this year because
do we have the carrots then?
Oh, we have the carrots, yeah.
Maybe put out 2 or 3 carrots.
Maybe,
Rudolph eats a whole carrot,
yeah.
And the other reindeer will have sliced carrots.
No, maybe I know how much reindeers there are.
Reindeer, how many here? Counting Rudolph too.
I guess I do. Maybe I count you on the phone, but I'll forget. The wind, the other window is going to be there.
I know how much.
How much?
How many, I mean. Daddy, counting Rudolph with all the reindeer, I know how much it is.
How many it is?
How many it is.
Go on, tell me.
8.
Are you sure?
Yes.
What's all the names?
No, that's all the reindeer.
Dasher. Rudolph. Prancer.
Prancer, Blitzen.
Blitzen. I said Dasher. Dancer and Dasher. There's 2 more.
I can't name them either, but yeah. Prancer.
And
the Dasher.
Dancer.
Dancer.
Nana. Do you know all the reindeer names?
Pardon?
Do you know all the reindeer names?
Oh my goodness.
I know 5 of them.
Rudolph, Dasher,
yes. Dancer.
Dancer.
Dancer, Dasher, Clancer, Rudolph.
Clancer. Not Clancer. Prancer.
Prancer.
Vixen. Oh yes. Vixen.
Comet.
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 Blitzen.
Yes.
Vixen. Comet.
Yeah.
Rudolph. Dasher.
Dancer.
Yeah.
Pudding for
there's 2. There's
still
one.
Do I have to go Google it?
Yes.
Remember? I never knew them. You never
taught
me,
Mammy. I didn't know the names of them.
Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, Blitzen.
Cupid.
Cupid.
That was the
mission.
And
Glimson.
And Donner. As
and
well.
Which?
Donner. And Donner.
I said Glimson already. I knew Glimson. Here, I'll get that one. Here, would you do that
one?
I'll get that.
I am going to run a
video.
Video? No.
Audio.
A bat. Yes.
Video, audio, whatever it is, bar. Oh, yeah, bar. Right.
You like my boy here?
Now, I'm foolish in many things, but I'm not foolish in one thing, and that is when Emma and her mother get into the kitchen, just leave them to it. Now, some would say that's just a cop-out, but no. No, you just let them at it, because there's this podcast should be all about dynamics. But there is a dynamic there that you just don't want to get in the way of, because, well, it could be dangerous, could be detrimental to your health. But it's all good, though. They do a great job. I really couldn't do half of what they do. Couldn't do any of what they do. So I leave them at it.
Before you put it in the pot, hang on. We're going to be very clever, man. We're going to be so clever.
Have you ever trying?
No.
No? Go on.
Not that clever enough to do. Actually, there's twine in my office. Do you want twine?
No, it's grand. I don't. Oh, you're going to weigh it.
We're going to weigh it. Isn't that very clever? I'm presuming you want pounds and ounces, not grams?
Yes. If you
when
want
are we
to
going
do
to put Santa's things out?
Can
I mean, Santa's things out.
After
what do you have pajamas? Wait, Daddy keeps on telling us.
I do, don't they, Rin?
Yes.
People need to listen to me, don't
say
they?
Say four and a half. It was so heavy it tipped the pot. 20 minutes.
I know, she's
sitting
to
the hour.
Of course, going for a bath is probably not the funnest part of having a bath in this house for our children anyway. There's the whole experience of running the bath, which generally involves a lot of messing. And I might be part of the cause of that, but it's good fun. And it's just good fun. That's all there is to it.
I'm messing because it can't see me.
He's going, because he did a little funny dance in front of the camera, and he said he can't see you. And he went, is that working? And then he did, I said, come here and look. And he said, and then he went over and said, wait, don't keep doing it, please.
Whoa, I can see. It looks like there's
no. Oh, Daddy!
I don't know. Maybe tomorrow.
Yeah.
No.
Because then
It was overflowing.
Wow, that's steep.
Daddy!
Daddy's taking the bubbles out.
No, Daddy. He's spreading the bubbles.
Then why is there bubbles on his hand?
Oh. I'll show you why there's bubbles on my hand. I'll show you why. Right, babe, your bath is ready. Yep, it's ready now, Maeve.
I have to get naked.
Do you? Okay, come on.
Remember when baths were such fun? This is, it's really entertaining to listen back to. It really is. Although certain times I listen to Maeve calling Emma and I think, child, how has Emma not thrown you out a window or something? I'm not being serious for anybody worrying or wondering, for God's sake. It's a bad use of speech, I suppose. But seriously, Maeve really does push it. Give me 1 minute, Maeve, and she just counts one. And she knows well there's more than 1 second in a minute, but she does it just to annoy everybody.
But I can't hear you.
Do you need a face cloth to wash yourself with?
I know. Daddy said I could have a few minutes relaxing.
Oh, you're relaxing and swimming. Okay. Well, I'll come back in a few minutes with a face cloth then.
Yes, please.
While you're relaxing and swimming. Would you like me to turn off the main light and give you a small light? Would that be more relaxing? So it's not in your eyes.
No!
Oh, Liz, look, look, look.
Mommy, look at this! Mommy,
Okay.
Mommy?
Yeah.
1 second. Okay. One. Oh. Where are you, Mommy? Ready. I just need to clear the way. Ah. I'll wait for Mommy.
Of course, where Maeve is going to go, Rian is going to follow. So, here's Rian's turn. It's a lot quieter, you'll tell. But don't let that fool you.
Make it warmer, quicker now.
Yeah, right. Jump in there.
Yay! Is it hot?
It's nice.
Yay! Who's getting? Yay, this is nice. What's that purple thing? Oh, this is soap. You stay and stand up here for a little while so I get used to it because it's hot before I get in.
Or just jump in. Right, ready to lie down a bit? There you go.
Yay, I like this. I can swim. Can
we swim? Yeah, hold on.
No, head, not
please.
Like that.
Yes, head back, please. More, please.
I'm going to swim.
Right, go on, you swim now. Now, I warn you, if you get water all over my bathroom, you know the big bucket that we use for outside?
Yeah.
I'll get that big bucket, I'll fill it full of cold water, I'll put ice in it, and I'll put it all over your head.
Oh, I'm not going to do it.
I didn't think you would.
I'm going to bring some cake for the bird.
Hello. Are you enjoying that?
Yes. I did my head all the way in.
I noticed. Well done.
I did too.
I know you did.
And I got the jam there for 20 seconds.
That was my first time.
For 20 seconds, Daddy.
Wow.
They was making noises the last time.
I know.
And that was fun. I was telling me what to do because I wanted to listen to all the noises. Dave is cool.
What happened
to my knees? Why? They're red.
Knowing you is because you're jumping on them all the time. That's what happens when you fling yourself on your knees every day, all day.
Willie's flying in the sky. I'm flying.
You all right there?
Yes.
My legs are floating. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot, I'm making my Santa beard now. So I can be Santa Jaws.
Slanty jaws, you mean?
Yes, slanty jaws. We make more bubbles. I'm in bed. Slanty jaws. Mummy, take a picture of Santa. Santa's in the house. Mummy. Mummy.
Yeah.
Take a picture. Look at Santa Jaws.
Oh, Emma, come here to your room. You want to take a picture of Santa Jaws. Right, we're coming.
Oh my goodness, Auntie Rain. Oh, I nearly fell in the bathroom.
That'd be very funny.
Oh, you moved. Santi!
I need more.
Oh, I need more. Hang on. Santi Jaws.
Slanty Jaws.
You need a bigger beard, Rain. Oh, that's a good one. Hi, Rain.
Can I look?
Oh.
The moat.
Sounds like you're falling.
Yes, I'm falling into the sea. I hit my back up there.
Yeah.
When I was floating. It was wiggling.
Right, that's enough of that. The bath time is over. This little clip, I caught this by accident, right? I wasn't anywhere near them at this stage, and they must have been reading something, and may have decided to be at the source and try and find different words. And I just love this little conversation. You have a listen to this.
It says beautiful, but they are supposed to say exquisite now.
Why?
Exquisite is better than beautiful, you know. It's way better than beautiful.
Who taught you that word?
Daddy. Exquisite. Put it in a sentence for me. No, I don't know anything. I exquisite Nana.
No.
I love Nana.
No.
That's not what exquisite means.
What does exquisite mean?
Beautiful. Very beautiful.
Nana is exquisite.
Moving swiftly on, we have the story, and as always, read by Emma, because if
right
I did it, we'd
bottom.
Be here all week.
We must warm him, Mom said. Then let's get him home. So into the truck went the frozen reindeer, while down Santa's cheek slid a warm, joyful tear. We took Bookie home and thawed him right out. What's that with?
Hair dryer.
Then Santa's team left to continue their route. Before Santa left, as he started to go, he looked at me saying, I want you to know, I really love Bookie. He's such a good dear. When he disappeared, I had so much to fear. I think Bucky's happy to give me a scare. If a deer has 9 lives, he's got no more to spare. Thank you for helping me find him tonight. Thank you for helping make everything right. Santa stopped and he paused. He said nothing more. He walked right on past me and rushed out the door. Then as quick as he left, he came running back in with presents piled all the way up to his chin. Santa carried the presents to our Christmas tree and spread them all out for my family and me. The time had then come for old Santa to go. He headed outside into white swirling snow. Then into the night, Santa left with his deer. Merry Christmas to all, was what I could hear. I stared up at the sky on that dark snowy night. I saw it, oh yes, there goes Bucky's bright light.
So there you have it. We're nearly finished for yet another year of The Night Before Christmas. This has turned into a nice little tradition for me, I must say. And it's nice to listen back to the previous years while I prepare for doing this one. Because so much changes and so little changes. And yeah, we're at the end of another year. I hope the next few weeks for you are as relaxing as I hope they are for me. I hope to do very little work and to do very little thinking. And just chill out for a while. I really hope you can do the same. And I wish the very best for you and your family as well for 2022. Let's hope that the world becomes a little more of a reliable place to live in. And if not, let's hope it's a bit of a safer place to live in.
So,
as you can tell, I'm being tortured and tormented about carrots and milk and such things.
Look, I have another idea.
Because I have an 8-year-old who thinks she knows everything. It's good fun though. Oh my god. So we're going to finish with this. And then a little brief. Our bedtimes are always brief around here. But a little brief bedtime. And that'll be it for this year. Thanks for listening. Do comment. I get some really nice comments on Twitter and Facebook about these. But do feel free to leave a comment on the website. Because that's really nice. It looks like on the website nobody comments. So it's nice to show that people are actually getting this from the website, which is of course. Will I advertise it? Is that too bad? www.digitaldara.com.
Two chocolates and one with
good choices.
Wasn't my choice.
Whose choice was?
I
picked them. Oh, I'm gonna pick them. Okay.
Traditional.
We got traditional. Okay, great. Did you pour them out,
Trump? Daddy puts it in a glass like we always do. We always put it in a glass. That's Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Oh yes. That should be good
enough.
Santa Claus. Oh,
sorry, Mom, I didn't
realize. Daddy, you still have to come in then.
Sorry?
Reindeers have to come into the
No, house. Santa'll bring them out.
I'm not having poo.
I hope Santa.
Did you hear what Mammy said? Did you hear what Mammy said?
What?
I'm not having
poo in the house. I don't think
reindeers
are
house trained.
You
can't have
poo
in the house, come on.
What's Santa doing in the garden? The carrots out.
No. There you go. Meg knows everything to this year, I think.
At this point, all I have to say is Nola Connor. EOI, August Kulosov.
Let's go!
Where's Libya?
It is the Middle East, very far east.
Is it far away from ours?
Yes.
Can't wait for Santi to come tonight.
Where's Rain sleeping?
Nana can sleep in the roof.
Yeah.
Oh, Nana can see Rudolph and that.
Yes, she doesn't like them on her. What? Do you like the She's very particular.
Ow!
I use it to try and hold the duvet onto the bed.
And this is all the water.
If I could put weights on the edges of the duvets. I'm like, thinking of getting a duvet that zips around the bed.
Mama, this one's free.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Go out of the room.
Hang on, she's taking off her things. Did you see I gave her a cute little box to keep
I know, it's very nice.
Would you like a hug?
Of course.
Oh, she smells nice.
Smell like lavender.
Can I stay there? She smells nice.
No.
Yes, yes, yes. No, Daddy, I have a sore neck.
Oh, of course. Ow.
You want your neck's cracked. Anyway.
Yeah. I hope it's better tomorrow.
Or Daddy will just chop it off. Meg's leg.
No, my neck.
Oh, your neck. Oh, you smell nice. Lavender is a pretty smell.
Lavender.
You smell like a. You eat you. You're giving them the last little look. Lie down, you don't need to get up to look. Your eyes walk from lying. The last little look of where Santi is.
Where is he now?
He's headed to somewhere else in Libya.
Oh, very
so
good.
He's in Libya in one city and he's heading to another. I can't pronounce it.
UI.
Probably?
Nalakana.
Nalakana.
Kolosov.
Kolosov.